Happy Friday. Tonight on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. We have Elliot Serrano, along with our Wine and Wine Down segment with Dannenberger Wines. With live music here in studio with the Ars Nova. And of course, with all the news happening in the world, we have our political roundtable of Ken Jagabowski, Eric Elk, and Dave Lundy. And be sure to get your calls in for What's That From happening at 1:35. And now, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio here in Chicago, Illinois, the one and only Patty Vasquez.
Friday night. I'm so happy to be hanging out with you. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. It is a gorgeous evening in downtown Chicago. Everybody's out because they know. They know this could be it. This could be the last hurrah of gorgeous weather. It's got to be. You know what? I don't even know what the temperature is. All I know is that it's spectacular. Joining me in studio is Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer. You can go to chief. You need to get chief geek officer. .com as your website.
Oh, thanks for saying that, because now someone else is going to snatch it up.
Oh, no. He is our... you can go to geektome.net and read all the great things that he writes there. He's also the proud papa to Sinbad, a rescue cat that the Anti-Cruelty Society came across. Was actually... they actually saved him.
Yeah.
And you've become his proud papa. He's become internationally renowned.
Internationally renowned, approaching the one-year anniversary of him coming home with me, which was over the Christmas holiday last year. His birthday is in the beginning of December as well. So, yeah, it's been an interesting year. It's been an interesting 2017.
Yes.
I know, everyone can say that.
Let's put it that way. It's been an interesting year. Well, speaking of interesting, the Cubs game last night, you and I were talking over dinner that I kind of wasn't all in. Nothing really seemed real. I mean, it was great to be world champs. I was there for the ring ceremony earlier in the season at Wrigley. I'd gone to many of the games, watched a few, but I just never felt as much excitement as I did during that incredible 9 innings against the Nationals yesterday. It was drama from beginning to end. There were people giving up when we were down 4-1, and I was in my house screaming. My parents, my family thought I was crazy. They were looking at me. I was, because you know what I say? I almost said parents, because like when I was a kid, I used to jump up and down on my couch and yell at the television, and that's how I felt yesterday. That's what baseball is. It's a game. You should feel like a kid. Jasmine wants to talk some baseball. Hey, Jasmine, how are you doing?
I'm very happy right now.
Isn't it a great feeling?
Hopefully it'll last.
Yeah, I agree.
I stayed up the entire game, which was a bad idea.
Oh no, were you tired today?
Yeah,
you weren't the only. It was.
I didn't want to fall asleep for 1 minute.
No, how could you? I mean, you know, we were winning, running away for a little bit. First, we were winning 1-0. Then we were down 4-1. Then we get it back. We get back the lead. Then we've got the lead running away, and then it starts to get tight again. There's no way you could have gone to sleep, Jasmine.
The announcers were saying that it kind of reminded people of Game 7 of the World Series.
I agree.
But you want to know how incredibly nervous and desperate I was for them to win?
How nervous?
Well, number one, I was wearing both of my Cubs jerseys, the Rizzo and Bryant.
Okay.
And you know how I said I have two baseballs that I found on the field at school?
Uh-huh.
I put my lips to a dirty baseball for the Cubs.
Oh, you did? You kiss them for good luck?
Yep.
Oh, that's...
And it worked.
Yes, it did. See? But that's the thing now, is you have to track everything you did. Are you going to do it the exact same way tomorrow night for the Dodgers game?
Tomorrow night I'm going to homecoming.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to listen to the game on the way home, like, because the dance ends at like 10. And, you know, since they're in San Francisco, it's probably going to be a late game.
Yeah, I mean, they started at 7 yesterday, and they went all the way, as you know, till, what, 11:40 or so. Yeah.
Here's something that's weird, though. I've been listening to other people's games because it might affect the Cubs.
Right.
But here's the weird thing. When you're listening to somebody else play, you don't know who to root for.
Oh, I agree. Well, I have to say, I just think it would be an amazing face-off between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Yankees. I think that would be an amazing World Series.
Hopefully the Cubs would win.
I agree. Well, you know what? Keep wearing both your jerseys. I don't know about kissing the baseballs. That's up to your own discretion. I don't want your parents to accuse me of telling you what to do in that situation.
And you went to the ring ceremony?
I was at the ring ceremony because it was during their game early in the spring. It was a really cold day. It was like maybe their second or third home game. Maybe it was their first. I can't remember. But what was cool about that, Jasmine, was that they had fans presented the ball players with their ring.
Oh, yeah, I listened to it.
It was magical. It was really cool.
And just one more thing. So you've never met Rizzo before?
I've never met Rizzo. You know, I think it would be dangerous because I would just want to squeeze his cheeks.
Really?
I would want to pinch his cheeks. He's got cute cheeks. Elliot, why are you laughing at me? He's got cute cheeks.
I'm sure.
I'm begging my grandmother for tickets to Cubs Con so I can. That's honestly the only reason I want to go.
To meet Rizzo? I don't blame you. Well, hopefully you and I can both go to Cubs Con. That sounds like a great time.
Everybody watch that game and maybe kiss your baseballs.
Kiss your baseballs. I like it. I like it, Jasmine.
Jasmine, before you go, I just wanted to say one thing.
Yeah.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess.
From Aladdin.
Yes, there you go. All right.
Jasmine, happy baseball weekend. We got two games to play this weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday, okay?
All right.
Thanks, darling. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in our Allstate Showcase studio. Joining us is our chief geek officer, Elliot Serrano. Go to geektomeet.net and read all the great things that he has on his site. Roger Battis joins us in the studio as well. Mm. I love that you've already asked me if I'm up for doing the 4th of July parade. We are in the throes of Halloween. Elliot and I, Esmeralda, Charles, who's a regular on the show as well, Stephanie Menendez, and Jerry Nunn, we all went on and tried out some costumes.
I know. I wish I could have gone and joined you, but I was behind. I was just telling Elliot, I was behind on my Friday stuff.
Your Friday stuff?
My Friday stuff. And so I just couldn't get over it.
Good editing, by the way, your Friday stuff.
Thank you.
I'm sure you would have said stuff. I'm just implying that maybe
I would have said stuff.
All right, then.
It's
we tried on costumes, Star Wars themed, Game of Thrones themed. We had clowns, because it is the year of the clown. Different calendar than the Chinese, and
I'm telling you, I had no idea that clown costumes could be really difficult to get into.
Yes,
no wonder so many of these clowns have attitudes.
They turn on you. They will turn on you.
Yeah.
It's that flouncy collar. I think is part of it too.
Well, it's like the one. It's like all okay. It's basically a onesie. It's a colorful onesie.
Yeah.
And there was a couple. There's the one that Esmeralda put on.
Yes.
But I tried putting it on first.
Yes.
And it
was it snug?
Incredibly snug. I couldn't.
Where was it snug?
Well, let's just say my shoulders were affecting my lower region because every time I shrugged, I was like I became falsetto.
Oh.
Hello.
You know. So I changed to a different
one.
So
what's the clown voice that you use then?
That was. Call me Boots, clown. Yeah, something like that.
And you and Jerry, I believe, got into a little bit of a battle of swords.
A sword fight because I tried on some actual armor.
I saw that one. Steel armor.
Yeah. Chicago costume is not messing around when it comes to authentic costumes.
Well, I put a helmet on last time, remember, about a month or so ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I invited all the metalheads to join us at the Comic-Con.
Yes. And I finally got my favorite Amazon Warrior costume.
Oh, God.
I've never been able to get into one before.
It was supposed to be a Game of Thrones theme, but you came out in it. I'm like, you look like Xena, Warrior Princess.
I was very happy. I was very happy about that.
I still like the Doctor Strange one I had last time.
That was very cool.
That was awesome.
You were dapper in it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I couldn't fit into any of the Jedi robes.
What? Like, come on.
I was like, come
it's
on.
A robe.
I know.
Elliot, before we go to the break and go to news, you will not be wearing your Jedi robes or those, but what are you going to be wearing for the Nightmare on
Chicago Street?
Yes,
next Saturday at downtown Elgin, I'm going to be wearing my Battle of Yavin Luke Skywalker jacket. I need some knee high boots though. I want to dress like Luke Skywalker did at the medal ceremony at the end of A New Hope. I have that jacket. I have the medal.
Mm-hmm.
I just need the boots now.
We can get that done. I feel like we can find those.
Need some knee-high boots. And so I'll be there. I'll be co-emceeing the costume contest at the Nightmare in Chicago. event with our favorite horror movie host, Svengoolie.
Yeah.
Yay.
So Svengoolie will be
Wonderful.
There. He's going to be there to help judge Best in Show. And because I love this event so much, it's so much fun, I actually have 4 tickets to the event to give away tonight.
So that will be coming up when we do our What's That From segment after 1 a.m. Yeah. So that'll be great. We have 4 tickets again for Nightmare on Chicago Street.
Right. Go to Nightmare. Just Google Nightmare on Chicago Street and you'll go to the website. There's information where the event's taking place. It goes from 6 to 11. I'm going to say 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., 10:30. It's a great event. They take the entire downtown Elgin area is turned into a giant quarantine zone for what is a zombie Ooh. Outbreak.
Yeah. Well, it's as, really, as they really should. Cool. It is Elgin. Yeah. More to this on 720 WGN. Oh, yeah. Some sweet tunes to wind down. We are enjoying some wine for our wine and wind down as we do every Friday night. And we are thrilled to welcome to our show Susan Dannenberger, who is our sponsor for the wine and wind down. Susan, we are enjoying a bottle of Paper Moon. Aria, am I saying that correctly?
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Good night. How are you doing?
It is good night. That's
how
Aria. I know. When I just get started, people are like drifting off to sleep, and that's why it's perfect to enjoy a bottle of wine. How are you doing, first of all?
I'm great. We actually just wrapped up some bottling for tonight about an hour ago, so we're all kind of just having a glass, talking about how things are going with the harvest and everything.
How many bottles did you bottle up?
We bottled 122 cases tonight of a new red that I'm coming out with.
It's a new red? 122 cases, mm-hmm. How many bottles are in a case?
That's not very many, so we just did a partial bottling tonight. There's 12 bottles in a case, so we did a lot of wine tonight.
That is a lot of wine tonight. Well, as I mentioned, we're enjoying a bottle of Paper Moon, and I was reading a little bit more about your family. We've had the opportunity to get to know you both on this show and Ro Khan's show. I love the story of your family, that you're a fifth generation farmer down in New Berlin, which is about 200 miles south of Chicago, and the way you came to this is remarkable, because you wanted to really keep your family's farm going, but you weren't quite interested in doing what they had done, were you?
No, I wasn't into corn and soybeans, but I did love, you know, being part of the whole legacy and working the soil and being part of the land. My dad acted like it was a part of our family, so I wanted to keep that going, and I loved wine, so...
Well, and I read that your husband bought you a wine kit. Was that something that you had ever thought about even trying, was using a wine kit?
Yeah, well, he knew I was into wine. I talked about wine. I talked about regions. I was in love with all things wine, and he bought it. I studied chemistry, so he bought that just for like a family thing to do. And then I just got hooked, but the kit wasn't enough for me. I just thought I could tweak this. Doesn't have enough, you know, choices. I can't, it's too in the box, and I wanted to step out of the box.
They're very limiting, aren't they? They have like powders, and you're supposed to like stir it and stuff like that. Yeah, I can't. Having met you in Springfield and gotten to know you on the phone, I don't imagine that Susan Dannenberger is a powdery wine mixer.
No.
I mean, I read that there were even like bottles of butterscotch that you use for flavorings in some of your wines. Is that right?
I just wanted to see what it would do. It didn't really work very well, but it was a good, you know, I just wanted to see how it would change the chemistry.
Nothing wrong with experimenting at all. I love that. And your sons are also involved. How many kids do you have?
I have 2 boys. My son, Gannon, is currently serving in the Army Aviation in South Korea, but he plans to come back. And then my son, Clayton, he is a chef for us at the winery. He's done pairing dinners. He studied as a sous chef for 4 years, and he went to Kendall up there in Chicago, and now he's back here.
I love it. And I love that you've turned your vineyards also into a performance space and, you know, an area where people can kind of come and chill. The idea that you have these 2 cargo containers stacked and used for, you know, hanging out and chilling on a wonderful night is unbelievable. What kind of planning was involved with that? Was that you and Clayton and Gannon and your husband sitting around going, you know, how can we use this space the most economical way and the most funky way?
Well, so I had been out to California a lot. I studied out there, and I loved how some of the wineries had all these little areas you could hang out, but you weren't around other people. and I had seen some cargo containers. So about 6 years ago, we had come up with this idea. I didn't really think that we'd ever get to do it. So finally, you know, each year we try to take on another venture in our winery, another addition to the space. So that was the next one. And it turned out even cooler than I thought it would, because you can sit in the cargo containers on either the second floor or the first floor and then watch music or, you know, have a party. But you're around people, but you're not really all together. You kind of have your own little section.
You have your own section, and then almost like a balcony area outdoors.
Yeah.
I love that.
We have like a mezzanine at a show.
That's perfect. We have a listener who has a question for you as well. Bob, Susan. Susan, this is Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? I had a question for you, Susan. I was looking at the photos online of your website, and it looked very cool. Like, you have stages for live music, and I saw a lot of custom-made fire. I'm into fire pits. I'm into wine. I saw some doggies over there laying down and having a good time with all the people there. And I was wondering, do you guys have, like, weekend events or I was wondering, do you guys have like, you don't have any like a miniature hotel or anything for people to stay within the premises of your vineyard, do you?
No, I would love to do that in the future. Actually, in cargo containers, it's kind of a plan in the future. We do weekend events, and we call it Wine Rocks. And we have music
that.
On Saturday nights and then on Sunday afternoons. And that music venue that we have with the cargo containers is so cool. I mean, it's really an experience itself. We have, you know, pairing dinners a lot of times that are really high end. One of our chefs worked at Alinea up there in Chicago, and we've been really lucky to have him. He puts out some amazing plates. So we like to think of our place as not just a winery, but an experience. Like, you will never have an experience like this anywhere else.
Did you, Bob?
Yeah,
did you
it would be kind of
go ahead, Bob.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
It would be kind of nice to be able to go down there for a weekend and kind of, you know, because like if you stay in a hotel, or I don't know if there's, I noticed it's to the south, or excuse me, to the west of Springfield off of 72. Mm-hmm. When I looked on the map.
10 minutes. Yeah. It's not even 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you could stay like in a hotel in Springfield and then just go right down 72 to your place. But it'd be kind of cool to be able to have an experience where you could go down there for the weekend and stay within the immediate premises of the vineyard and kind of spend the weekend there. Just I could definitely spend a weekend drinking wine without
no
a problem.
Can you come next week?
Did you hear that, Bob? She was asking if you could come help harvest. Can you come next week?
Yeah, can you harvest next week? We have cabernet.
I'm very good at driving a taxi. I'm very good at driving a taxi, but I'm not quite. I'm a quick learner. I could use to get out of the cab. That's for sure.
That's wonderful. Bob, you got to get down there. By the way, as you mentioned on their website, the DannenbergerFamilyVineyards.com, there is the rest of the season that they have for Wine Rocks, including their Wonder Hills on the 21st and Bustin' Loose on the 22nd. Plus, you have an event coming up. What's Mississippi Leghound? That's a band, too? I love that name.
Yeah, it's a band. They're pretty fun, yeah. They're kind of like, I don't know if you'd call them a mixture of funk and pop, rock all together. They're a good time. And then we have this huge band called Captain Geach on Sunday. They draw hundreds.
You know what you could call it too over there is Weinstock.
Weinstock, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Instead of Woodstock, Weinstock.
That's a great idea.
You know?
Once the fields are harvested, everybody can just hang out. It'd be huge. Mecca.
I think it's a great idea. That's it, Bob. We're doing a road trip. We're doing the Pretty Lake Goes Downstate to New Berlin. By the way, the Dannenberger Family Vineyards are 12341 Irish Road in New Berlin. But the website can give you all the information you need too. As you can, people have wine shipped to them for their holiday gifts?
Yes, we do ship. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. There's so many choices. Now, I wanted before we let you go, because I know it's getting late, and you just bottled 122 cases times, you said 12? Quick, do the math for me.
12 bottles, yeah.
I can't do the math.
Of a new red.
Well, this is
Violetta. It's a nice Barbera blend. It's going to be really good. And we're picking Cabernet Franc next week and start with the crush and fermentation on that one. I'm pretty excited.
Well, before you go, I just wanted to mention, so I'm not a big white wine fan as much, but I'm really enjoying
it. No, I'm sending you some red.
But wait. I'm drinking the Paper Moon, and I'm trying to like sort of spread these out because I have the Paper Moon here, and Michael had been given one, and I was like, can you bring it back? I need to drink it. And the poor kitty's like, I'll bring it back because I really wanted to taste a white wine and be able to talk to you about it. Because Paper Moon, I mean, it's called a dry white, but it's not like it's sucking the saliva out of my mouth. It's fantastic. When I drink a dry white wine, I'm not a fan. But this has a better flavor to it than I'm used to. What accounts for that?
This one, this wine came to me, I swear, in a dream. I know that sounds insane, but it's better served at room temperature, honestly. It reads like a white Burgundy. It's really creamy, but it's not buttery like a Chardonnay. It coats your mouth nicely. So it's two French hybrids that are from Illinois and then two other vinifera that come from my vineyard in Washington State. So we blend them together and it makes a really nice, it's more complex than a white wine usually is. Reds are more complex to me. And this one reads really nicely because you get these layers in your mouth and you get like this almost pear and nut and creaminess and silkiness. It's very elegant for a white wine and it's not heavy and it's not acidic. You know, it's not, and it doesn't, like you said, dry out your mouth. It's steel fermented. This isn't oak fermented at all. So it's very interesting and it goes well all year round and it works nicely, you know, at room temperature or even chilled. It kind of pops a little bit of acidity when you chill it.
And it tastes like it would be perfect with so many different things. I mean, I could see having this with Mexican food or with something spicy, something that's maybe a little more flavorful. This is a perfect wine. I really love this. And I am and such a big fan of what you're doing. It's incredible to know that there is a vineyard in, there are vineyards in Illinois that we can drink something that comes from our very own soil, that there's something we can do that, you know, we always think of other places for our, you know, our enjoyment when it comes to wines. And as Susan Dannenberger has brought not only her taste to it, her own flair to it, but carries on a legacy of five generations of farmers. So just the cheers to Illinois and what you've accomplished. Thank you so much, Susan.
Susan,
Patty, cheers to you.
Cheers.
Real quick, is that I've got questions rolling in here on the text line. So
okay. Susan, do you mind hanging out for another segment so we take some questions from the listeners?
Oh, no, I mean, I'm wide awake. We've been working.
All right, so hold on the line. We're hanging out with Susan Dannenberger from Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Go to DannenbergerFamilyVineyards.com. She is taking your questions, and we're winding down on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in our Allstate Showcase studio. It's Friday night, which means it's time for Wine and Wind Down. And our sponsor for this segment is the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Joining us on the line is Susan Dannenberger. She has a... She's an innovator. She has brought a class of wine to Illinois that we have not yet had, and I think that she's laying the groundwork for others to follow, and it's impressive work, and it's also, she has an entertainment venue down there. She has tasting rooms. You can also go online and have wine shipped. If you're looking for a gift, this is it. You want things that are local. You want to support the farmers that are in our state, and this is a way to do it. And Susan, we also have some listeners that had questions on the line, so let's take some of those questions.
So from the 815, how long did it take you to grow your vines? So the vines that you're cultivating now, for how long have those vines been growing?
This is the 11th year for most of my vines. I did replant some new Cabernet Franc clones this year. It takes at least 3 years to get a nice crop. The first couple years, you don't really want to dress your vines out. The best year is probably usually around 5 or 6 years into it where you start getting a nice load. And it's really all about how you prune and when you prune. In this state especially, we have to worry about frost. So I kind of wait a little bit to prune my vines in the wintertime. Put it off just a tiny bit. So the Cabernet Franc, in case, you know how the past few winters have been so nice and starts getting warm and everything starts budding out. So I've waited a little just in case we get the frost late, which has happened.
Excellent.
And then a truck driver from the 708, he was like, I'm sorry, I'm a truck driver. I can't write as I drive. I have voice to text. So he's going, You discussed the website. The previous guest, your previous caller was talking about your website to learn more about the your winery and the neighboring attractions and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dannenberger Family Vineyards, or D as in David, F as in Frank, V as in Victor-Wines.com. And we're really big on social media. So we have huge Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're posting stuff all the time, pictures so you can see what's going on. I like to keep people kind of feeling like they're part of our family. We have regulars that come here all the time, and I might only see them once a year, but we get to know them, and then, you know, they become part of us, and they're part of our DFV cult, and we just want to make sure they know what's going on down here.
And that's also, as she mentioned, on Instagram, on Facebook, DFV Wines. And by the way, one of our listeners and friends of the show, and a woman that you met in Springfield, Christina, who is in that picture with the Cubs baseball hat on Instagram, wanted to say hi and tell you and tell you that her hair is growing
yes.
in. So we'll have to be back down to Springfield
I
again.
I remember her.
So cool. I look forward
she
to seeing
wine.
You. And I know you're coming up next week, so we look forward to seeing you in studio and wine down with you.
Yes, I'll bring some nice new reds that you'll love, I promise.
I love it. Have a wonderful weekend. Again, go to DannenbergerFamilyVineyards.com or DFV-Wines.com. Susan, great to talk to you, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers, Patty. Good night.
Cheers. Good night. More after this on 720 WGN.
You are listening to Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. By the way, your suggestions for what we should talk about tonight are rolling in. We will try to get to some of those. The no Trump bashing, please, is not necessarily a topic. I mean, because you're not saying we shouldn't talk about Trump at all. You're saying we shouldn't bash Trump, but I don't think there's a difference between bashing somebody and having a conversation and go, what if it's about? I don't understand what's happening, right?
I mean, if we're discussing what the president's secretary of state may or may not have said about him in a meeting.
How is that bashing? It's just talking about it. See, yeah. This is where people are misunderstanding things. You know, that's why it's perfect to have music. We have music. We have wine for Wine and Wine Down from the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. And we have in studio with us a live band. We have Ars Nova in studio. I think we're all set to go. I want to make sure that we have this on Facebook Live. John Dillon, do you guys mind if I do Facebook Live on this?
Let's go.
All right, let's do all of this. Here is the Ars Nova with Wander On.
We walk 13 hours every day. Simple minds and ragged wear. And he talks much too fast for her to understand. Late at night he stumbles home for free. While thoughts are put on hold, we take a drink to fit the mold. You can't see the scene that holds together chrome and cream. As the sun is sinking low, we've done all we can do, so wander on. Each and every day, nothing ever came to be. More or less, I'd known that we would somehow find a way. But thoughts don't always turn out as a dream. My will is strong, I know, and I think I kinda love you so. But I have been so wrong in many ways I can't explain. Our future's dark, I know for sure. So pick my shoulders up and wander on. Still Stop laying dead now. You've been hiding out for much too long. The old man wouldn't look down on you and tell you you were wrong. The wanderer won't live for long, but find the place he will. And the glowing candle may burn dim, but the light still holds the thrill. Shadow seems to follow us. Young love turns into lust. Where have you been? We've needed you since 17. Broken dreams will gather dust. So let go of my love and wander on.
Was the Ars Nova with Wander On. We'll catch up with them in just a little bit. You can also go to my Facebook page and watch the Facebook Live video of that. We've got the folks on the street at Michigan Avenue, because after midnight, we're not allowed to broadcast outside the studio because of, you know, neighbors, people living in condos and things like that. So we apologize to those who wanted to listen to the music live, but I'm so glad you pulled it up on your phone. That's a smart way to do it. We should have a sign for after midnight, Michael, so if you want to hear the show, pull out your phone and listen to WGNradio.com. So that works out very well. I like that. On the line, listening to the music, we have Dave Lundy of Aileron Communications. How's that feel, Dave? I feel like we were just serenading just you.
It felt just like it, too. I'm totally bummed I couldn't be in studio because I love the live music in studio, and those guys work awesome.
We actually, because you weren't coming, is why we're having live music in studio. I'm kidding. Why are you not joining us in studio, my friend?
Well, my wife is out of town. Somebody has to be home with the kids. You know, I've often thought, hey, they're asleep anyway. What the heck? Go, come back. Nobody will notice. It's kind of not okay to do that.
No, not yet. Not yet. Not until they're both over, like, till they get, I think over 13 maybe is probably the right age. I don't know. Somewhere around the frontal lobe doesn't fully form until they're in their 20s. So you might be out of luck for a while, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
we have listeners who are texting in that they don't want us to bash Trump, but they do want us to talk about when people don't pick up dog poop because someone stepped in some and took them a long time to get it out of their shoes. Is this something that you have encountered, Dave Lundy, in the recent past?
Dog poop, President Trump. Yes, that's exactly the way my mind works. At that time. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yes.
You're asking about the dog poop. Yes, dog poop is very annoying, and it's a bummer on your shoes, and, you know, it can take you a little while to clean it off, and but President Trump is killing us! Oh, wait, sorry, I'm not allowed to bash.
Not yet. Bash. No, I mean, like that, I don't know, is giving your opinion, here's my question, is giving your opinion considered to be bashing? If we're commenting on something, is bashing the way it's heard or the way we say it? I think that it's more in the way it's heard, don't you think? Right? Because there are plenty of Republicans. Yes?
Bashing is in the eyes of the beholder, right?
Yes.
It's bashing if you love something and I'm ripping it to shreds.
Right.
It's honest criticism if you don't love something. So, you know, where you stand all depends on where you sit or something like that.
Exactly. What do you think, Eric? Eric, you're in the party that now holds power in the House and the Senate and the Supreme Court.
Trump's your president, Eric.
He's everybody's president.
Yes. But he's a Republican president. We all know he's your guy.
He is the fruits of your...
You live in the same country,
Eric,
man.
He is the fruits of your labor.
The fruits of my labor.
He is the fruits of your labor. And you guys are now sowing what you reap. And how's it going?
We are all sowing.
I would say that this has been in the making for about 40 years, you know, blaming the other, saying that it's somebody else's fault, taking your job, taking our guns, not having strict, all these things, you know, women.
40 years.
I would say since the 1970s, I would say the 1960s, yeah.
The what?
Since Goldwater, I would say that this is sort of the path. This has been the goal for quite a while. There's been a lot of building and making sure that the message is out there. That, you know, whether it's making, you know, with the NRA and all the hard work they did in the 1970s to make sure that they had a political presence in Washington, D.C. I think that, you know, even, I mean, look, Reagan was very flexible when it came to immigrants' rights. But I think that people, when we are struggling, when we are fighting for resources and we see somebody else getting something we think that we should have, then it becomes a blame game. Those kinds of things.
No, I understand what you're saying. I would say, you know, remember, Republicans were in the wilderness or the minority for nearly 40 years.
Right.
And including in the 70s, 80s, when President Reagan was in the White House. I don't know. I think that, you know, the NRA has done a good job. They mm-hmm. have an incredible lobby.
For their efforts, for Correct. What they want to accomplish. Not a good yes. job for everyone.
On the,
who
on
would
their
disagree
issue.
On their issue.
On their done issue. A, yes. They are very good, you know, at their advocacy for their issue. No question. I think the left has not countered as well.
Absolutely. It's just they're stumbling around going, but we don't want you to have guns. And they're like, we're going to have our guns. And by the way, we have all the guns.
We're going to have them all. And we do.
And yes, exactly.
I mean,
I think that Democrats fell down on the job when it comes to gun safety. And I think both parties have fallen down when it comes to gun safety. When it comes, I mean, gun safety in the sense that, you know, when I go shopping online, like if I look on Amazon and I like a pair of boots, like when I'm on Facebook, it'll show me the boots I was just looking at.
Right.
So obviously Amazon and Facebook have a relationship, but somehow the federal government or local governments don't have a like, hey, you just bought 47 guns online plus a bump stock. That's going to send up an alert. You know what I mean? Like, or you were shopping for these semi-automatic guns. Like it seems like there should be some sort of, if my boots from Franco Sarto are tracked so well, you would think that a military style rifle is something that might go, hey, looks like you're shopping for something that causes mass murder.
So what you're saying is that the online gun outfit should have retargeting so that it follows you and, you know, hopefully
everything else follows.
Yeah.
Just saying. The guy outside wants to say something, but there's a, you can text in 312-981-7200 or call it. Yeah, you can call 312-981-7200. It'll say that on there. Thank you. Yeah, more after this. We'll have more music from the Ars Nova and more conversation. Maybe it's dog poop. Maybe it's a president. We can't decide the difference. More after this on 720 WGN. I don't know. Can you really freak out when it's just all too crazy? Dave, I mean, do you find yourself freaking out or just going, just like, is it mostly facepalm every single day?
It is definitely facepalm every single day. This week was particularly egregious. You know, the week started out with the Trump administration deciding that Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rican recovery is going so well, they're going to remove the percentage of people who have clean water and electricity from the FEMA website, because it was too easy for people to track and report on the fact that even now, more than 3 weeks after the hurricane, less than two-thirds of the island has clean drinking water. So they just took it off the website because you're not allowed to notice these things. So I started freaking out there, and we ended the week freaking out by Trump doing what everybody told him not to do, which was to in two categories. One, stop subsidizing the Obamacare insurance markets. And two, essentially pull out of the Iran deal, which he kind of didn't. And literally everybody's giving him this advice. And it seems like Donald Trump is, and I'm sorry, I'm just reporting. This is actually what's happening. This is not bashing. This is what he actually has done this week. And it's kind of making me freak out a little bit, Patty. You know me, I don't normally freak out about what Donald Trump does, but this week it's like, oh my God. So yeah, I'm freaking out.
That game didn't help any, did it, Dave?
The game was a proper reflection of the freakiness of America right now, at least our government. But yeah, I loved watching that game. No, I didn't. It made me crazy.
It was amazing. It was great baseball. Can we all just say that was great baseball? Eric, where were you when you were watching the game yesterday?
Oh my gosh. Glued to the television.
Oh, so good.
It was. My nails are gone.
I'm pretty sure I took screenshots of all the people who were starting to give up. And I was just, I'm not going to make fun of them, but there were people who, after we were down 4-1, were immediately, I'm changing the channel. I'm not saying who's, stop listening to the game.
Okay, I can't believe anybody would do that.
I had to get caught up on the Orville, okay? I wanted to get caught up. We were down 4-1. I knew at some point we were going to catch up. Had two episodes of the Orville to watch. I saw that, or watched it. Boom, I was back on the game, and I was there for the rest of the way. So
now, Dylan.
Actually, Eric, yes. I heard a friend of yours was so freaked out by the 4-1 score that he got in his car, he drove to Kenosha, he gassed up, he drove back, listening to music the whole time because he just couldn't take it. And when he got back, the Cubs were up 7-4.
He has to do it every game now, by the way. that's isn't that the rule? Yeah,
what kind of fan is that?
Yeah, really. Who is this?
Yeah, well, I'm leaving his name off the air. Yeah. I will text it to you just to protect the guilty. But I'm like, I'm sorry. Haven't we seen enough of this team this year to know you have to buckle up and stay tuned to the end?
Did anyone see Game 7 of the World Series? I mean, what are you thinking? All right.
Exactly.
John, wait. One of our... Yes, go ahead, Ellie.
Patty.
Yes.
I was there for Game 7.
I was under a table.
You
I wasn't
under,
giving up.
Yes.
Those were my nerves. I wasn't giving up. I was lying under a table on a table that probably had about 40 or 50 years worth of food on it.
Yeah.
At Marie's, which we're going to be at on Sunday, by the way. If people want to come hang out with us, we're going to be at Marie's Pizzeria on Lawrence Avenue to watch Game 2 of the National League Division Championship. So
you had a food coma?
I had a lot of stress. John, were you watching the game yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Come on closer to your microphone.
Yeah, I was at Kelsey's in Lincoln Park, actually.
All right. And how were you feeling? Were you giving up at any point?
No.
No, you don't give up. Yeah. That's why.
No, last year, I mean, when Rajay Davis hit the home run, it was like crushing. But I knew that this Cubs team was a different kind of team, you know?
Yeah.
So
you just
got to bear with it and just roll with the punches.
Dylan, are you a Cubs fan?
Oh, yeah.
All right. How were you watching the game yesterday?
Yeah, I was at a bar.
By himself.
Alone.
Alone? Like alone?
Yeah,
like
I went old man style. You
what
know,
old man bar did you go to?
I did not go to an old man bar. I was at Monty Gale's up in Lincoln Square.
Okay.
So I was supposed to meet a friend. He didn't show up.
He saw the score and didn't bother?
I don't know. It was $3 Tecate, so I was just drinking that. And,
hold on. Wait. I need to know this bar where you can sit alone Tecate? With $3 Tecates. I mean, and watch the
Lincoln and Montrose? Yeah. Yeah. It's
I was drinking
big TVs.
Budweiser's.
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, we'll be at Marie's on Sunday to watch the game. I'm actually going to be at the Equestrian Connection tomorrow in Lake Forest for their Marty's Barn Party, raising money for individuals who participate in equestrian therapy. It's amazing. We've been doing it with my son for over a decade. So I'd love to have you guys come out there. Go to equestrianconnection.org for ticket information. More music with the Ars Nova. When we come back, we'll also find out where they're performing next. And Dave Lundy on the line with us. Dave, are you still there? Don't freak out. We have good music. I'm just saying.
Can I throw a little fire on the conversation there, Patty, real quick with Dave?
Yes.
Hey, Dave, earlier you mentioned that when you were listing some of the things that the president has done, you said you're just reporting, right? Remember that?
Yes.
So my question to you is, do you have a license? Now you can go to the break.
Ooh. You're not licensed to do that, sir. More after that. Wait, do you have a license, Roger?
Yes, I do. Third class.
Third class. What does that mean? Third class journalism?
He has a third class broadcast license.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening.
FCC used to give out licenses.
I had one of those.
Yeah.
Then I'm in trouble. They're pulling this show over right now. Look at it. Woo!
No,
more
no,
for
no,
this.
Now we have I have a no class broadcast license.
People would say that's been the show since the beginning. More after this on 720 WGN.
Go! 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 Go!
Go ahead.
Go, Cubs!
Go Cubs, go.
We deserve it.
Holy.
Make my.
In the NLCS. Follow it all on the station with the Chicago Cubs in our DNA. 720 WGN.
It's never too early to spread some goodwill and get a jump on your holiday. At a magical place called Treetime Christmas Creations, they can help you do both today. Their Wonderland showroom is filled with artificial Christmas trees, wreaths, and lights. Their trees look so much like the real thing at factory direct prices, they'll brighten your seasonal nights. All October, it's the Christmas tree trade-in. Bring yours and we'll donate it to Goodwill. Then get $75 off select Treetime trees or 15% off other Treetime trees even still. Drop off your old artificial tree at Treetime or a Goodwill store and let Treetime light up your holidays, making others' spirits soar. Just visit Treetime on Pepper Road in Lake Bennington and you'll see we're everything Christmas for your holiday decorations and trees.
So go to Treetime, Treetime, Treetime.com. Everything Christmas, Treetime.com.
Details at Treetime.com.
This winter, turn off the smartphones and gather the family around the original social networking device, your fireplace. Get your fireplace safe and sound with the pros at Lindeman Chimney at cleanfireplace.com.
It's Wendy Snyder here, and for years you've heard me talk about all the many benefits my family and I receive from taking Natron's Healthy Trinity, the world's best probiotic. But take a listen to Norma's story.
Hi, I'm Norma from San Francisco, California, and I've been taking Natron's Healthy Trinity for about 15 years. I take it every morning, one capsule. I really feel that Natron's Healthy Trinity has contributed to my good health, and it has definitely helped my immune system because I rarely get sick and I don't experience bloating, and I will continue to take Natron's Healthy Trinity for the rest of my life.
Standard message and data rates may apply. To get a 90-day risk-free trial of Natron's Healthy Trinity on this special radio offer, text WGN to 246810. Grab your smartphone right now and just text WGN to the numbers 246810. That's it. Text WGN to 246810 for more information on the 90-day risk-free trial.
Coming up after the news, we've got more music with Ars Nova, and it's Wine and Wine Down, thanks to the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Dave Lundy on the line with us, Eric Elk and Elliot Serrano in studio. We hope that Kenji Kubowski is having safe travels this evening. We wish him the very best. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in our Allstate Showcase studio. We're not freaking out. We are, Elliot, I don't get the sense that you're freaking out about anything.
Well, if I'm freaking about something, it's that I'm going to need a costume for this Nightmare on Chicago Street thing.
I thought you were going to wear your Luke jacket.
Yeah, but I need these boots. I need to find boots. I need to find knee-high boots, if anyone out there, size 10.
We can go online and find some boots on Amazon. Like I told you, I shop for boots all the time on Amazon.
Boots are expensive.
We'll find something.
They are expensive.
We'll paint your leg.
And we'll figure something out.
I mean, so if I'm going to freak about anything, that's because that's the other thing too. Every time I've done this event, I've worn a different costume. And 2 years ago, I wore the Chewbacca onesie that you gave me.
Yes.
Which everyone loved, and it was even suggested I wear the Chewbacca onesie again.
You don't want to repeat.
I don't want to repeat. One. Yeah. Two, I've seen the photos of myself in the Chewbacca onesie, and I look less like Chewbacca and more like Fozzie Bear.
This is a true story.
True story.
This is a true story.
True story.
Yeah.
So,
all right, let's find you some boots.
Boots.
Some badass boots.
Badass boots.
All right, we'll do that. We are hanging out in the Allstate Showcase studio. We're having Music Friday. We want to thank engineer Aubrey for making sure that the musicians sound as good on the air as they do in the studio. Here's the Ars Nova with Don't Move Too Slow.
Thank you.
Say no when you're just wasting away. Follow me down, we can choose our own pace. Take my hand, child, we ain't got no time to waste. Don't move too slow.
Don't move too slow.
Don't move too slow. Crossroads, which way shall you go? Don't let life pass you by. We run out of time. Don't let life pass you by. We run out of time. Follow the road, now lead the way. Perseverance guiding in your way. Don't move too slow.
Don't move too slow.
Don't move too slow.
Don't move too slow.
Don't move too slow. Hit the crossroads, which way shall you go? Don't let life pass you by.
Ars Nova. They are live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and we'll hear a little more music from them in a little bit. It is Wine and Wine Down on Friday nights, brought to you by the Dannenberger Family Vineyards, right down there in New Berlin at 12341 Irish Road. And go to dannenbergerfamilyvineyards.com for more information about all the great things they do down there. Dave Lundy joins us on the line. Dave, you were joining us on Facebook Live. It is like you were here. I love that.
Exactly. It was awesome. I was there only on a time delay.
Oh, just a slight time delay. I know. Yeah, like the Facebook Live video, and then also with the phone connection. It's just a little echoey. That's all.
Exactly. It's like a 7 second delay, as if we're on the air and have to watch what we say.
No, not at all. Elliot Serrano joins us in the studio as well. I'm not saying that Elliot has to watch what he says. Elliot's never had an issue. None of us have ever sworn. Believe it or not, I've never sworn while the mics were hot. I know it's hard to believe, Eric. It's true. Don't doubt me.
I don't know.
Don't doubt me. I know it's. I've come close. Michael has been very good with the buttons to make sure that I don't air.
I think there was one time I think I said something, but yeah, they had to have caught it.
John and Dylan are with the Ars Nova. We are missing their guitar and vocals. Ryan Ferris is not in studio with us tonight. Is that right?
Ryan Firm and Tony Petrucci.
Yeah, they are out of town.
There's two out of town, and Tony. Yeah. Tony and Ryan. Well, it's good to have you guys in studio. Do you have any gigs coming up that people should know about? Yes?
We do, yeah. We've got a show next Friday at Perfect Timing, the Cubby Bear.
Hey!
So, yeah, we're very happy that the Cubs are still playing because I think we're going to get a great crowd out there.
Well, because they'll have the night off because they'll
play.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't be. Wouldn't be an easy show if they'd be playing.
God, no. So that's at the Cubby Bear next Friday night. That is October 20th. And how can people get your schedule and some of your music online? Where do they go?
So we're on Spotify. Uh-huh. So you can go to Spotify, just type in the Ars Nova. And also on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we post all of our events. So just follow us on there.
Excellent. That's Ars Nova, A-R-S Nova, the Ars Nova. Great music, correct, you guys, and we'll talk more with them in just a little bit. Dave, you and I were talking briefly off the air. I wanted to ask you what you thought was the next big things after what happened with the Environmental Protection Agency, basically scaling back on what it means to have clean air and clean water. What you said that the Iran nuclear deal and healthcare are probably the next two things that people should be concerned about or should know more about, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing that's going to have the most immediate ramifications for the most number of people, short of nuclear war, is healthcare. And what the president did today was to essentially take away health care from more than a million Americans. It will add to the deficit $194 billion, according to the Congressional Budget Office. So basically, you're going to spend more for worse health care for fewer people. And it's just not rational. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know, people like me have been accusing Republicans of sabotaging Obamacare since its passage. And people like Chris Roebling have said, no, that's ridiculous. How could you accuse us of anything like that? And basically the president, out of his frustration with the Republican Congress for not formally repealing Obamacare, said, you know what, to hell with it. I'm not going to be subtle about it. I'm just going to blatantly mess with people's lives. And, it's almost as if he doesn't care what happens with people. And it's and frankly, an awful lot of these people are in red states. An awful lot of these people are Trump voters. You got to wonder, are they going to notice that the reason that their health insurance, which used to cost $50 a month, now costs $500 a month, it's not because Obamacare is failing. It's because Donald Trump is killing it.
Dismantling it and finding different ways along the way to carve out pieces of it. I mean, I think, Eric, I was asking this before we came back on the air. Do you think there are people who realize that those subsidies are built into when they enter in their income?
No.
Right.
I would... No way.
No.
There's no way.
No, because it doesn't say on the next screen,
correct,
your premiums, your payments are subsidized by Obamacare. It doesn't say, or by the Affordable Care Act.
Well, that
it's just built into the calculations.
Right. And I think a lot of folks are just kind of thinking to themselves, wow, this is great. I'm going to get some coverage.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's so many people that have been without coverage for so long. And so they're thinking, oh, this is fantastic. I'm getting signed up. I'm going to have to pay a little, but it's okay.
But I'm finally covered.
I'm going to have some coverage.
Yeah. If anything catastrophic happens.
Right. But, I think you're totally right that they aren't paying attention to that, or they aren't aware
of why it's costing, correct, what it does. Right. I mean, this is going to go up for a lot because Blue Cross Blue Shield is trying to figure out, because that's money that goes to them too.
And
they keep their costs down because of,
correct,
those subsidies.
And to be fair, though, I mean, that's why folks need to make themselves aware. I mean,
right,
we've seen that a lot in the last few weeks here, where I feel like there's been a lot of folks were engaged locally on the issues. And so I think that they need to remain engaged on issues.
Yeah, if only people could be as upset about their health care and their safety as they are about soda tax. More after this on 720 WGN.
The time draws closer. What happens in this dramatic story of the Northwestern Wildcats?
Go Cats.
Today, the Wildcats hit the road for their first ever meeting with the Maryland Terrapins. The pregame at 2 o'clock, the kickoff at 2:30.
Hi, I'm Coach Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern Wildcat football plays here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Go Cats.
I'm Ron Wexler with the Wexler Real Estate Group. There's two ways to get a home sold. One is passive. Put a sign in the yard and an ad on the internet. The other one is active, where we go out every single day and search the market to find the perfect buyer for your home. Our active marketing system includes social media, outbound sales calls, inside sales agents, direct mail, radio advertising, and extensive internet marketing. We have hundreds of buyers actively looking for homes right now, including cash investors who can close on a home in about 10 days. My partner Tammy Northcutt and the entire team at the Wexler Group are with you every step of the way, looking out for your best interests. We've been serving Chicagoland for 35 years, so if you want to sell your home faster, for more money, and with less headaches, call the Wexler Group at Keller Williams Preferred Realty today at 1-866-699-6333 or online at thewexlergroup.com.
Do you struggle getting deep, restful sleep? Think about it. When was the last time you replaced your pillow? Your tossing and turning might be a result of that flat, worn-out pillow you've been sleeping on for years. Try a MyPillow and join the millions of people who are getting the best sleep of their lives. You can try one out absolutely risk-free. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-299-9579. MyPillow is offering their signature four-pack special at half off. Just use promo code WGN at checkout, and they'll even throw in free shipping. On top of a 10-year warranty, MyPillow is so confident you'll love your new pillow, they will give you a 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on it, and if you don't believe it is the absolute best pillow out there, return it for a full refund. Try MyPillow and see why customers have described them as life-changing. Call 800-299-9579 or log onto MyPillow.com and use promo code WGN.
Holla, holla, people sing around. Get your freak on, 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 get your freak on.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We're having a little Music Friday with the Ars Nova. They're appearing at the Cubby Bear next Friday night, October 20th. You can go to find them on Spotify and on their Facebook, social media, the Ars Nova, A-R-S. Joining me in studio as well is Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer. Go to geektomeet.net for all the great things that he writes. Dave Lundy from Aileron Communications joins us on the line. We believe he was clearing his sinuses right there. We're not sure what
Sorry, I should have put myself on mute.
No, I didn't know. I apologize. What was that?
Bless you, Dave.
Yeah, bless you. Did you see?
I was coughing.
Okay.
I was saying, were you calling a herd of elephants?
Yeah, that was an interesting noise. Also in studio, we have Eric Elk of Fulcrum, Illinois. And Michael Palisak will be joining us in just a moment. Eric wanted to come back to the healthcare part of this that Donald Trump has, as through executive order, stop the subsidies for lower income individuals who receive health care. So what do you want to say here? Did you want a microphone? I'll turn that over. Go ahead.
I think that there's still a number of folks, you know, even prior to this and now especially after it, that are so low on income level, they can't afford to be on to even get anything.
They don't even qualify
exchange.
For it. They can't afford it even with the subsidies.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, so there's a whole host of folks that are just completely shut out again. And so the notion, you know, the thing that they were trying to solve, it's not solving it.
Right. It's not moving the ball down the field.
No.
It's on the sidelines. Now we can't find the ball. The coach is looking for it. He's yelling at his players. I don't know.
What happened the New England Patriots equipment guy started deflating the ball.
That's what happened.
And now they can't.
Oh,
you know.
There we go. All right. So Iran, he's saying he's going to declassify it. What did he say he's going
decertify.
To decertify it? He's going to decertify it, but stay in it. I'm not sure if I understand what's happening.
Yeah, he's kicking the ball back to Congress, right, Eric? Or
yeah.
Dave?
I mean, well, how about what the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Who recently announced he's not running again, Bob Corker from Tennessee.
Oh, man.
I mean, he kind of really took after the president, basically saying that the White House had become an adult daycare center.
And somebody missed their shift that morning was the rest of it. Now, is that bashing or is that just calling it the way you see it? And that's a Republican, a high-ranking Republican on a committee that has a lot of responsibility.
Well, I think he was just really upset at the way, you know, the other part of his comment was you can't castrate your Secretary of State. When he's out trying to negotiate, which is what the president essentially did.
How you doing there, Dave? Are these the things that you're freaking out about?
I'm freaking out!
I don't know.
Oh, my God. And let's not forget, this is also the week was it this week or was it last week when we learned of Rex Tillerson calling the president an effing moron. And it turned out he called the president that, NBC News reported this week, because in a meeting with a bunch of folks in the Pentagon, the president apparently wanted to know, didn't like the way that the graphic looked because the number of nuclear weapons has been dramatically reduced because, you know, the whole no more Cold War thing. And so he didn't like the fact that the numbers were low. And he said, well, why can't we go back to that, back to the high level, which is 10 times what we have now? And apparently it was after that meeting in which the president was asking these really bizarre and, frankly, idiotic and pointless questions that Tillerson called the president an effing moron. And so you got these super respected people. Like Bob Corker, when the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee of the president's own party says that the White House is an adult daycare, and somebody missed their shift. I mean, that I can't believe that was also this week. That also had me freaking out.
So, yeah, but didn't Trump say that NBC is just making things up? That they never asked him if what his Secretary of State said, and really should they be looking into NBC's license, because they just keep saying all these untruths.
Oh yeah, there was that whole the president wants to defend the First Amendment and freedom of the press.
Yes,
yeah, I forgot about that
because they write whatever they want. And I was surprised when I posted online. And you know what? I'll ask our listeners this: those who think that we are bashing. And by the way, to be clear, this show is not a show of my between the news breaks. Roger Badish reads your news at 1 a.m. and 12:30. In between those news broadcasts, this is a talk show with commentary, opinion, thoughts, perspective, all those things. I have no responsibility to I don't have a journalism. Is it a license? Am I supposed to have a license to just
yes, you need a license.
Need a license. I have not studied journalism. Meaning,
it's like a FOIA, but with a FOID card, but with journalism, a JOID card.
Right. So here's what we do on this show: we talk about the topics in the news. We talk about personal stories. We have musicians. We have comedians. We talk. Right. And so we are going to have opinions about things. So my question to people who think that the media is out of control: do you think one that the media, that the freedom of the media need of the press needs to be limited, and what should be the fines for violating that? If you're going to suppress the press, if you're going to suppress the liberty of the press, what should be the fines and the punishment for violating restrictions to that? Do we go right to the news in a little bit, or do we have a break before that? I'm going to take a break here and take a deep breath. More to this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in our Allstate Showcase studio, and it is Music Friday. I know, you didn't expect that, but it is. It's Music Friday, and we are thrilled to welcome in studio the Ars Nova. They're performing on Friday night, next Friday night, the 20th of October at the Cubby Bear, but you're listening to them here live in our Allstate Showcase studio. Here they are with Move Your Feet.
Your mama's standing here just waiting outside your back door. I wanna show you what I've done and what I'm fighting for. Keep your shirt on, it's not your fault, you're a boy. Gonna have to see it my way, man. Oh, let me make my six string roll. Mm-hmm.
can't you see I'm trying to set you free? Run and set a set in stone, but you still can't see. Couple more for the taking, but you're there on your knees. But I yell it from the mountaintop, oh, gonna make you move your feet. Tell us what you did, tell us what you know. Better run, it's getting late, you're gonna miss the show. You'll figure it out, which way to go. Gonna have to see it my way, man. Sugar, let them good times roll.
The Ars Nova, they'll be live at the Cubby Bear on Friday, October 20th. Follow them on social media, the Ars Nova, A-R-S Nova. I think, by the way, this is now the only way we'll talk about politics on Friday nights, is with a glass of wine from the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Oh, there's my Facebook Live video coming up. Dave Lundy on the line. Don't you think that live music in studio is the only way to get through our Freak Out Fridays from now on?
You know, honestly, Patty, my favorite shows are when we have live music in the studio. It's just awesome. And the bands you guys bring in are phenomenal. I love these guys. I'm really bummed I'm not in studio. trying to live it vicariously through Facebook Live, but it's just not quite the same.
Here's what we do. We all go to the Cubby Bear next Friday before our show. We hang out at the Cubby Bear. We see our friends, the Ars Nova. Then we come in and do the show. We're already mellow. Probably, maybe we'll have another band that night. I'm just saying, there are things that we can do to make our Freak Out Fridays go a little more smoothly.
We'll bring some wine to the Cubby Bear, too.
Oh, there you go. I like that. I like that a lot. Elliot, are you getting any texts from listeners as far as limiting the freedom of the press, restricting their liberties?
No, but there are a couple of folks who are just saying, well, if you're going to bash Trump, I'll just switch to another station. So they're limiting their own liberty.
But that's up to them. Yeah. That's a choice.
Right.
This is what we do on Friday. We don't talk about it all week. So Monday through Thursday, apparently they're fine with it. But right. We save up. I mean, I avoid talking about it every single day, and we save up for Fridays.
Which I appreciate.
And I think we do. Yeah. And even now, it's very measured.
Oh, no, it's been incredibly measured. And I think, too, I mean, I would say that if there's something that you don't like, you are free to change the channel.
Or call us and tell us what you think.
And tell us how you feel.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is I think we have always been very open here to have actual discussion.
Yeah.
And have, I would like to have a really measured or intelligent discussion about it.
And here's how that would go. We talk about how Donald Trump signed an executive order, as Dave mentioned earlier, kicking millions off of the subsidies that help make health care affordable for them. Then if you think that that's Donald Trump bashing, text us why that was a good thing. Why was that good? What good does that do us? How does that move things forward as far as Affordable Care Act? What would that look like, Eric, where that would be, in somebody's opinion, a positive thing to do?
What would...
Kicking people off. I'm just asking. I mean, like, you have to be around people who are like, yeah, you know, at least it diminishes the power of Obamacare. Is that one of the sort of ideas behind that?
I guess. I don't know. I can't explain the executive order. I'm not sure what he's thinking, and I don't want to try to get into whatever planet he's orbiting.
Right.
But
and that's a Republican for this listener that's upset that we're bashing Donald Trump.
It's a gas giant, in case you're wondering. It's a very gaseous orange planet that he's orbiting.
That's an easy cheap shot.
Gaseous is a great word.
But it is.
Oh. Yes.
But I'm not sure. You know, I get wanting to have, you know, good government. I think we all want good government. At least I hope we do. I think that we, you know, want to help those who need it most. But I don't understand what this is, you know, from this executive order. I do think that there's tweaks that need to be made to the ACA. If we're going to keep it, we need to improve it, because clearly I think after the few years we've seen that there's problems with it.
Right.
So it needs to be addressed.
So those who think that that Donald Trump did the right thing by eliminating subsidies so that the poorest Americans might have an opportunity to afford health care, please call us or text us as to why you liked that.
Well, I mean, you know, look, there's some folks who are, you know, at an income level where they can't afford to get on this exchange, yet they're making too much to get any kind of, you know, Medicaid help from the state that they're in.
Right.
So there's a whole host of folks that are caught in between. And that was the goal, I thought, when President Obama, you know, put in the ACA, was to kind of be a catch-all to protect a lot of those folks.
Yeah.
And it's not working, so it needs to be addressed. Something needs to be fixed with it.
So maybe President Trump's idea is make it absolutely painful and awful for everybody, and so no one will want it at all. I want to thank the Ars Nova for joining us in studio. And again, you guys, it was wonderful music. I appreciate you guys being here tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Have a great show next Friday night at the Cubby Bear. And
all right,
everyone should follow them at the Ars Nova on social media. And we'd love to have you back again sometime, please.
Let's do it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let's make it happen.
Absolutely. And selfie before you go, please. Thank you, Aubrey, for making the band sound as good on the air as they do in studio. More with our guests. We have Michael Palisak joining us as well in just a moment on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I love Friday nights. I love that you're here with us. Want to say hi to our one of our Facebook friends and friend of the show, Pamela, who stopped by outside the studio, and she messaged me, and I was like, let's get a selfie. So, yes, if you're on Michigan Avenue, there's a chance that if you message me on Facebook, I'll try to get a selfie with you before you head out.
And I'll even sit in the window.
Yes, I
like, as you guys are taking the selfie.
I was like waving you over. I'm like, let's make it a whole thing.
Yeah, we can do that.
Elliot Serrano joins us, riding sidecar. Our chief geek officer, go to geektome.net for all the great things that he writes. On the line with us is Dave Lundy of Aileron Communications, and you know him from Justin Kaufman Show every Monday night from part of Touche. We also have Eric Elk of Fulcrum Enterprises, Fulcrum Illinois.
Yep.
My apologies. It's we're missing our friend Ken Jakubowski tonight, and we hope that he is doing well on his travels. And also joining us tonight, who was here earlier in the week, and we love having him back, Michael Palisak joins us in studio. How was the show at Zany's tonight?
Oh, they were great. Yeah, everyone was really fun.
So you're at Zany's for another four shows.
Yeah.
You got three shows tomorrow, 7, yeah. 9, 11, 15. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend all Sox fans go to your show tomorrow night.
Yeah, that can be your like vote of support.
Right.
For Chicago.
It's like your haterade is to go to Zany's and you laugh with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Also joining on the show is Jim Flanagan, great comic.
Really funny.
So that's three shows tomorrow, and then they have one more show on Sunday. Go to zanies.com for more ticket information. Dave, don't you think it was a good week to maybe get a few laughs? Do you watch any of the late night television shows like Colbert or Samantha Bee or any of those? Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Sean. Oh, there's a lot of people. Do you watch, anybody watch any of those?
I watched Colbert last night.
Did you? Do you watch
Bill, Bill Murray was on.
Oh, that's right.
I was watching baseball all week, and I mean, it was going so late last night. You know, I had to go to bed early the night before to make up from earlier in the week. I mean, it was a mess.
Elliot, what do you watch? Do you watch any of those guys or women?
Let's see. You know, Jimmy Kimmel's been on fire lately because he's just been in the middle of, you know, dealing with a lot of the criticism of what's been going on.
With healthcare.
But let's be honest. No one really watches late night. You catch it on YouTube the following day.
This is true.
You know, that's how they
I know people that watch it.
Dave, do you watch on YouTube or do you watch it live as it's happening?
No, I watched it on YouTube. I did, Elliot nailed it. I don't watch those shows at night. I usually am watching some political thing on MSNBC or something else, or catching up on something I've missed. But yeah, the clips have been great.
Yeah, I think that John Oliver and Samantha Bee, who are only on once a week, have been doing a great job. Samantha Bee was really the one to take on, and maybe because she's a woman, maybe she's endured it. I thought she took on Harvey Weinstein better than anybody else did, more head on and aggressively. So I think that everybody, here's the thing, when this story started to break, our friend Ken Jakubowski was sending us all notes about the story's breaking. And I thought right away that every Democrat, every politician that had received donations should have turned that money over to a charity, to a women's organization the moment. Because here's the thing. It's not the moment. Everyone's like, oh, they wanted to see if the facts came out. Everybody knew! Everybody knew. Jane Fonda now is saying that she knew about this, but she didn't want to say anything. Because you know why she didn't say anything? Because it didn't happen to her. So these are the things that we're dealing with.
So you stand by and let it happen.
Yeah, exactly. So I but thought...
But didn't you... I'm pretty sure you had a good post I remember seeing, and I thought you were right to call folks out and say, what took so long?
Yeah, because they were taking the temperature. They wanted to see if they could afford it. They wanted to see if it was, you know, let's see how everybody else is reacting.
Right is right.
Yeah, do
why
it right
do you have
away.
To wait?
No, wash your hands of that. Say, distance yourself. And this is the problem that Democrats run into, is that they, you know, they've already dealt with all the issues when it comes to Bill Clinton,
It's both sides, though.
And obviously, you can't say you want to grab a woman by her vagina and
I
say
don't.
I moved on her like a bitch. And
I
like,
haven't said
and like
that.
That's the guy that you're going to elect as your the leader of the free world, and then be like, oh, the Democrats. No, it's all icky. It's all disgusting. It's all despicable. Poor Michael's like, wasn't this what we talked about the other night?
it was.
What did I just get into?
I wasn't yelling as much last time, was I?
No, and we ended up on feeling bad for people that made iPhones and factories. Because we buy iPhones. And
right.
Those people get mistreated.
Well,
and
basically,
those people are literally throwing themselves off the roof.
Yep.
And what does the factory do?
They put out a net.
They put out a net.
Yeah. Did I
get
step on that?
Work.
Were you gonna?
No. Okay. You tipped it in.
Well, and the point being, can you now, Dave? Now, when we start talking about these stories and some of the obviously the details that have been coming out, is it hard now to look at women on the screen and go, what did you have to endure to get there? What part of your soul did you sell in order to survive this. I mean, that's how I feel now looking at Gwyneth Paltrow and even Angelina Jolie, who says she dealt with this.
Well, and part of the problem is that there are some people that probably were approached with this and they took part in it, like, willingly because they wanted to trade that for that.
And some of them didn't get anything. Yeah, that's the other thing,
problem.
Too.
I mean, it's all a problem. Dave, none of that is right.
Dave, what do you think about this?
The most interesting thing I've seen or read this past week was a tweet from Tippi Hedren.
Yes.
I don't know if folks remember who Tippi Hedren was. She starred in a number of Alfred Hitchcock movies. And Hitchcock was known as a serial abuser in the same way. And look, everybody knows the casting couch is not new. This is not a concept of the 21st century. It's been around a long time. And what Tippi Hedren said was that she had to deal with this with Hitchcock 50 years ago, that women have been dealing with this the entire time in Hollywood, and that, yeah, it's great that people can finally talk about it now 50 years later, but what took everybody so long?
Right. Well, and the thing is, it's also not just in Hollywood. It's in every industry.
Yeah. Wherever there's power.
Yes.
Wherever you have power, it becomes a problem. I mean, you've seen it in, how many times in Washington. You've seen it in, different state capitals, Hollywood. I mean, it's
religions.
Crazy.
Don't make me think of mental images of the people that I see in Springfield, because I know the rumors. More after this on 720 WGN.
Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of What's That From?
That's right, 312-981-7200. When you know what that's from, we will award you with a prize. If you get it right, we will award you with a prize with a four-pack of tickets. A four-pack of tickets, Elliot? A four-pack of tickets?
Four tickets. That's you, a friend, your family. Bring the kids to a Nightmare on Chicago Street in downtown Elgin next Saturday.
So that number again is 312-981-7200. Now, Dave, I need you to do me a big favor. When you know what it is, please don't yell, but you are encouraged to giggle at our performances.
Okay, can I call in on a separate phone?
Yes,
absolutely. I was thinking about doing that.
Absolutely. I think that works out just fine. Are you ready? Everybody ready? I think everyone's got their parts. We have Eric Elk, Elliot Serrano, Michael Palasek, Roger Badish reading from the newsroom. Michael, do you have a role as well?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, so just you, Dave. Dave, we have excluded you. This is what happens when your wife travels. That'll teach you. All right, take it away, ladies and gentlemen.
Scene goes to living room where Randy and friends are watching Halloween.
Look, 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 here it comes!
Whoa, why did they do that? The blood is all wrong. It's too red.
Wait, here comes another.
Oh yes, predictable. I knew it was going to bite it. How could you even watch this stuff over and over again?
Shh. I want to see Jamie Lee's elbow. When will we see Jamie Lee's elbow?
Elbows? Not until Trading Places in 83. Jamie was always a good girl in horror movies. She never showed her elbows until she went legit.
Could have afforded a long-sleeve t-shirt.
What did you say? That's why she's always outsmarted the killer in the end. In the big chase scene. Only good, friendly people can do that. Don't you know the rules?
What rules?
Holy crackers, you don't know the rules?
Have an aneurysm, why don't you?
Look, there are certain rules you must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, number one, you can never do the dirty deed. No, big no-no-no, big no-no.
Oh, I'd be a dead man.
Oh, the hootie-hoo equals death, okay? Now, you can never drink or do drugs. No sin factor. This is sin. It's an extension of number one. Number three, never, never, ever, under any circumstances, do you ever say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
I'm getting another brewski. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
Oh, you push the laws and you end up dead. I'll see you in the kitchen with a knife.
Camera goes back to Van, where Gail and Kenny are watching the monitor.
Boring.
They both get a scare when Dewey knocks on the door.
The sheriff just radioed. Somebody just reported a car in the bushes down the road. I'm going to go check it out. Would you care to join me?
I'd love to, if you're sure it's all right.
Ma'am, I'm the deputy of this town.
Be right back.
Ooh, excuse me, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe we'd walk. It's such a nice night out. I got a flashlight.
Dewey flashes it on his face.
You're not scared, are you?
Gale smiles.
No. All right.
Great. Do you know what that constellation is?
No. What is it?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
Camera goes back to the house.
What happened to Tatum, Stu?
She probably got upset at me and bailed.
Stu hugs a girl. A guy gets mad.
No, I'm just kidding.
Back to living room.
Look, here comes the obligatory elbow shot.
Yes! Oh, beautiful, lovely. Oh my God. I'll leave you guys alone.
Camera goes to bedroom where Billy and Sydney are talking about their favorite type of soda.
You are all so amazing.
Back to the living room. The phone rings.
Hello? Yeah? Holy smokes. No. Listen up! They found Principal Hembry dead. He was stabbed on the football field.
What are we waiting for? Let's go before they find him. Where did they say he was? The football field?
Come on, where are you guys going? We were just getting to the good part.
Woo! Hi-o Silver, let's go!
Camera goes to the road where Dewey and Gale are walking.
So is Dewey your real name?
No, it's Dwight.
Dwight? I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's just something I got stuck with a long time ago.
Well, I like it. It's sexy.
Sexy?
Nodding.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this town's way of not taking me serious.
What about Gale Weathers? It sounds like I'm a meteorologist or something. People treat me like I'm the meanie of television journalism.
I don't think you're that bad.
No? I think that's just because you kind of like me.
Cars come from behind, speeding.
They are sure coming fast. Slow down! Freeze! Jump!
They jump and roll down a hill.
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah.
They start to kiss.
I'm sorry. I'm on duty.
Gale looks over her shoulder.
Is that what you're looking for?
My whole life.
Gale laughs and turns his head towards something in the bushes.
Damn.
What? What is it?
This is Neil Prescott's car.
Sydney's father?
Yeah! Holy crackers! What's he doing here? We gotta get back!
312-981-7200 if you know what's that from. Well done all around the horn. We almost all read our lines on time.
Actually, someone on the text line has already answered.
All right.
They have the answer.
They have the answer.
They have the answer on the text line.
And what is the answer on the text line?
On the text line. From the 708. I will add, I am streaming the show. They're listening to the stream.
Hello.
I knew it was Scream as soon as Randy was mentioned.
Exactly.
Oh, nice. Nice one.
Well done. The 708, we have a 4-pack of tickets to Nightmare on Chicago Street up in Elgin. And Elliot will get, what's the rest of the information? Like, what's the website for everyone else?
Go to Nightmare on Chicago Street, nightmarechicago.com, and then you'll be able to get information on the location, the times, as well as buy tickets. Now, I encourage you, buy tickets ahead of time because you will get a better deal online. They're $15 day of. But if you buy ahead of time, they're $10 online.
Excellent. So it's a 4-pack to the 708. Michael will get that information off to get you. Get their email address, Michael, and we will get, right? That's the way we're giving them the tickets?
Yes, 708, since you've won, give Michael a call and send us your email address so I can send you the links to the tickets.
Dave Lundy, did you know what movie that was from before we got the answer out?
I had no clue.
You never seen the movie Scream?
I have never seen the movie Scream, and had I had a clue, I would have called in on my cell phone.
I believe you. I like the movie Scream. Have you seen this one, Eric?
I like it a lot.
It is a Miramax movie, by the way.
I
just think that's a little bit funny.
Fitting.
Yes.
That's
appropriate.
The constant reference to elbows.
Yes, I love that. By the way, Michael, well done on the placement of elbows.
Ghostwriting credit.
In lieu of yes. other body parts.
Actually, they're going, oh, wait a minute, that's right.
Yeah.
Because for a moment I go, wait, elbows? Oh, okay.
Did she show body parts, Jamie Lee Curtis, in Trading Places?
Yes.
She does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, because she plays a...
Oh, by the way, the 708 also mentioned, you make an awesome Courtney Cox.
I think it's that raspy voice.
By the way...
Wasn't it Nev Campbell?
Did you actually mean that when you said, did they show body parts in Trading Places? Like, it's why all the guys watch Trading Places.
Really? I don't remember there being nudity in Trading Places.
You know what?
There's one brief scene Lee Curtis.
Yeah, you know this, you know the other thing that people forget in Trading Places?
The gorilla on the train.
No, Dan Aykroyd doing blackface.
Oh, good point.
Thanks for reminding everybody. Thank you for putting that out in the world.
I liked Don Ameche and what was the other guy's name? He was in His Girl Friday.
Ralph Bellamy.
Yes, they were great in that movie. They were fantastic.
All right.
Great in that movie.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Trading Places? Well, no. Yeah, that would be you. I don't know if you were born yet.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know when it was.
Eric just looked over and went, is that possible? Yes.
What? So this is kind of like Ken Jacobowski in Star Wars.
Oh, my God. How do we ambush him and make him watch the Star Wars movies?
Clockwork Orange him? Just like.
Right? Just keep his eyes open. Yes.
Actually, the way to do it is to tell him we're going to make him watch a seminar on sports gambling, and then he'll sit down to watch it, and Star Wars will come on. That's the only way to do it.
Well, and I feel like we had to do it in a place that has good sound and a good screen, because that helps us enjoy it, too, if we're going to watch it with him. So I think we need to get like a sound bar. Maybe we set up the green room with something. It's not too bad in there, right?
Yeah, could be good.
I kind of need a bean bag. Can you believe it? I mean, he hasn't seen Star Wars. Now, Michael, do you start with the 1, 2, and 3? Because Roger contends that you start with the Jar Jar Binks version of Star Wars.
Well,
no.
I had seen 4, 5, and 6 before I saw 1, 2, and 3.
So
I'm not that young.
So thinking of it, though, do you like the way you saw it? Or if you can come to it fresh, would you start with 1, 2, and 3?
I think I would start with 4, 5, and 6 just because it would be weird to go back in time to learn about the future. Like you would see the quality is worse.
Oh, I see what
you're
saying.
4, 5, and 6. So I think it'd be hard to be like, everything's really clear. And it's like, what?
Yeah,
What's going on here?
That's a good point. I think just from the movie making aspect of it. Yeah, I think you have to go with 4. I think the storytelling is better in 4,
that's
5, and 6.
That's the truth.
Yes. I don't need 1, 2, and 3.
I was going to say that, but I figured that's like, I don't want to be hating.
Let me do it. I am Star Wars bashing, apparently. I don't need them. They're fine.
Yeah.
And thank you, George Lucas, for employing so many actors and crew and artists. But I like 4, 5, and 6.
Three was really sad, but I thought it was cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you could start with 3, but really, if you're introducing somebody to Star Wars for the first time, you must start with 4.
I agree.
Because if you start with any of the others, you're like, eh. But if you start with 4, then you kind of get the whole gestalt.
It's kind of like figuring out your rotation for a playoff series. Like, we might not get to Kershaw if we don't put him up first. Like, they might bail after the first one. They might get knocked out of Star Wars.
Do you guys kind of feel like if we get past Kershaw, we're in decent shape?
Yeah.
I do.
They win game 1.
I think if we win game 1, we're in really good shape. You don't think so, Eric?
I mean, they had... if not the best, one of the best records in baseball this year. I mean,
they had the best.
Yeah.
They
had the best by far.
Yeah.
All right.
It wasn't by far. It was by 2 games.
Although.
15 game losing streak, they would have had potentially a record setting stretch. So, yeah.
I mean, near the end there.
No, I do not. If you get past Clayton Kershaw, we're fine.
I think we're in good shape. How's
that?
Yeah,
but you steal one on the road.
We beat them last year.
Home field advantage.
This year, near the end of the season, Brewers swept them. So,
I like that. I like the way that sounds. Just saying.
It's definitely doable. I think we do it.
I think so, too. All my LA friends are getting cocky. I'm not being cocky. I just feel good about it. I have confidence in my Cubbies.
On any given Sunday.
It's a football movie.
I know, but
we'll do that one next time when you're in town. More when we come back. It's Tell Me Something Good in just a moment. Are you celebrating something? Are you excited about something? 312-981-7200. Tell Me Something Good. More in just a moment on 720 WGN.